April 2010. Some years ago, the scientific press reported on a dispute among astronomers about what makes a heavenly body count as a planet. The problem arose with the discovery in 1930 of Pluto, the ninth planet. Pluto has always been an anomaly among planets, an object so distant, so small, and with such a peculiar orbit that it strains the very concept of what a planet is. An international conference of astronomers held in 2006 in Prague went so far as to resolve to drop Pluto as a planet, reducing the planet to 8 similar bodies. Scientific opponents of this step proposed instead to define a planet as a massive spherical body orbiting a star. This formula retains Pluto's planethood. Trouble is, it would also oblige us to add to the list of planets, potentially scores of obscure chunks of matter that also meet the more capacious definition. Planets would become common, mundane, like car washes, baseball caps, and cell phones. Do we want that? You see where the problem lies, not with Pluto, but with the exigencies of definition. The planets were getting along well enough until we tried to put them in order. Now we have an unseemly and undignified battle, more a political battle than a scientific one, in which the question seems almost to be Pluto's citizenship. It's a debate whose only winners will be the publishers of astronomy textbooks.